Didn't that dog just appear here one morning and come and go every few days? Is he even yours?
He's spent enough nights kipping under this here counter.
Some bacon fat hit the ceiling. I'm not sure that's how pet ownership works, Mrs. Pomlegan.
And I'm not sure this is how getting me to recommend your detective business to prospective clients works.
Fleet threw up his hands. I'll keep looking. Mrs. Pomlegan nodded once to indicate he had made the right decision. And I'll keep you posted if I find any leads, said Fleet with an eyebrow.
I shall bloody hope so.
Any leads, Mrs. Pomlegan?
Yes, you'd better.
Fleet stared at Mrs. Pomlegan, who stared back at him. He was not sure why he had attempted this. Right, he said, shuffling his papers under his arms and picking up his mug of energizing tar with a free hand. I should be getting on.
Archie,
said Mrs. Pomlegan softly. Yes?
I'm glad business is picking up.
Thank you, Mrs. Pomlegan, said Fleet warily. I appreciate the
Picking up enough for you to start paying me some rent.
There it was, Fleet thought, the world suddenly making sense again. You're a small business owner, he said, walking towards a staircase at the back of the room. You understand how important it is for me to keep a close eye on outgoings?
Look!
Mrs. Pomlegan called after him, her voice returning to the volume of a gong falling into a cellar.
I didn't mind helping you find your feet for your poor mother's sake, but I'm not a charity. If you're earning, you're paying, or you're out.
Already halfway up the stairs, Fleet shouted back. If you chuck me out, who's going to correct all these museum pieces you've got around here?
Nothing needs correcting,
Mrs. Pomlegan screeched defensively towards the room of customers.
It's all legitimate artifacts of nearby horrible murders. Buy a self-guided walking tour pamphlet here at the counter.
You've mixed up the order of things in that nasty business with the scientist who got done in just out front of the Grouse and Chisel. Mrs. Pomlegan looked over at a wall-mounted earthenware tableau depicting a medley of murder and deception.
You sure?
She shrieked. Reasonably sure, Mrs. Pomlegan. I died solving it. The detective, his mug of coffee, and his armful of crumpled newsprint vanished through a chipped wooden door at the top of the staircase, onto which was bolted a new and incongruously shiny metal plate. It read, Fleet Entwistle, Private Investigations.